Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In the break, we got news from both Bruce Bochy and Mike Bacsik that Jack Leiter, the former number two pick in the draft for the Texas Rangers, will make the start on Thursday against Detroit. By the way, you can hear that game at 12:10, just like today and tomorrow, right here on 105.3 The Fan. So Jack Leiter gets the start on Thursday for the Rangers.
Congratulations to him, man. Very excited about it. That should be a very highly anticipated game.
Oh, yeah.
By all means, yeah. That should be the one that everybody's getting ready to...
You think more hype on that than if Heaney was starting?
Oh, for sure. I'm just trying to figure out, though... Was Wyatt Langford's, I guess that was opening day, so there couldn't be any more hype around it. But a lot of it was taken off of, because it was opening day, a lot of the that hype was taken
off. Opening day hype versus just Langford hype.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember, you know, Carter, our Carter was there too, being at that that Frisco Rough Riders game, his first debut there when he was drafted. That place was packed. I mean, it felt like it was standing room only, dude. So I'm very, and it's not going to be the same vibe there in Detroit because nobody's going to care as much there. So I'm interested to see how this turns out.
One of the biggest things that has gotten Jack Leiter up to the big leagues, and yes, I understand the counter argument can be struggles with starting pitchers, whether it's Heaney or Gray to start the season. But I'm telling you, there is another thing at play here. You go back to Jack Leiter's run in Frisco in 2022, 92 2/3 innings pitched with 56 walks. You look at last
year. That's a lot.
Yes, split between Frisco and Round Rock, 85 innings, 49 walks. We talked about this a lot during spring training, and I know it's only been a couple of starts, but take a look at Round Rock production this season. 14 1/3 innings, 3 walks. That was the biggest thing that we talk about, what you work on in spring training all the time. Jack Leiter, I have no doubt, wanted to make the team breaking camp, but how is your control and fastball placement working? It's looked a lot better. So that is getting him to the show.
I also wonder something else. The, you know, maybe it was the transition to professional baseball from college, and that was that big of a difference. But I also wonder, whenever your team just won a championship and you're still kind of way down on the pecking order there, how much that changes your approach to everything? Are you like, okay, if I want to be part of this and there's a reality that I can be because they like me in the organization, I really have to work on things. I got to be better. I have to, every time I take the mound, it's a different appeal.
See, I think about that across the board for the Rangers, right? Like, let's just use... I feel bad about doing this, but it's just where we're at. Foscue and Wenzel.
Okay.
They could see it passing them by.
Yes.
And unfortunately for Foscue, once he makes it up, then he gets hurt. And obviously now they moved him to the 60-day injured list. So that is a very unfortunate situation for him.
For sure.
But Foscue and Wenzel, they could see the success of like Josh Jung, who obviously one of them shared the draft class with him, and say, this thing is passing me by because he not only is a starter, mm-hmm. he was a starter for the World Series champion, and I'm still sitting here in the minor leagues. I wonder if Leiter looked at some of his contemporaries from the draft a couple of years ago and was like, they're already starting. Or he can look at the Rangers and be like, they don't need me because they won the World Series just fine without me. By the way, Jack, we do need you. I'm really looking forward to Thursday, right? And I hope you're awesome for many, many years. But you can see how he might have that idea of, they just won the World Series. They don't need me.
Well, and if maybe, again, this is the other side of that. Hopefully this isn't the situation. If he's unhappy with the situation and he's still performing, he's valuable to somebody. If he's not performing well, he's not valuable to anybody in the league. So if he could be valuable to the Rangers as a trade asset, or maybe he could be a valuable asset for them as a starter for the next 10 years.
And that's what I think. I love the idea of you don't like where you're at in life and it motivates you to do better or whatever the case might be. And that feels like where we are with Jack Leiter. We'll see how it goes on Thursday and hopefully 5 days after that, 5 days after that, and on for the next, like you said, 10 years.
But every 5 days for the rest of his life.
Well, you know, there will be off days and off seasons. So
days off is what I was told.
Oh, well, I mean, the Rangers are in the midst of that stretch right now
where
they have no days off until I think the 22nd, I want to say. But he will get some time off. And we talked about this. This doesn't necessarily mean Heaney is out. Jared had talked about, we'll talk with him more about 11-15. Jared had talked about kind of bringing somebody up to create that extra day of rest that you might normally get with an off day. So I don't know. This could be a one-off. It could be all dependent on results. And they're like, we'll decide once this all happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
But exciting news, exciting news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.